I support this motion as calls to significantly increase the funding for the social housing retrofitting programme to improve energy efficiency and reduce energy poverty. However, I notice that this motion completely lacks a rural aspect, which is very disappointing. Although there is no doubt that significant refurbishments are required to inner city dwellings, there are many rural dwellings that also require significant funding and refurbishments, and this motion fails to address this in any way. I have been contacted by many constituents living in social housing that is not fit for purpose, some in horrendous conditions. Many are forced to wait long periods of time before the council is able to fix or find suitable alternatives for people. In Donegal, this is made even harder by the fact that hundreds of houses across the county are affected by defective blocks. Everyone has a right to feel safe, comfortable and warm in their own home, but many are deprived of this and many more struggle to heat their homes with continuous hikes in fuel costs as well. There is no doubt that we need to transition to a zero carbon economy to ensure a better future and better quality of life for everyone across the world. However, it is understandable that people, particularly those who are struggling to make ends meet, are apprehensive about this. This is because the average citizen is often expected to take the biggest hit for this transition, and this is extremely unfair and completely unjust. I have called on the government many times to ensure that we are moving towards a just transition. However, this is not what has been happening. Rural Ireland gets a bad rep for not caring about the environment when nothing could be further from the truth. Many in rural Ireland work directly with the land and the sea and care very much about the well-being of the planet, but many are also just trying to make ends meet. The truth is that sustainable energy in this country is limited to those who can afford it, and contributing positively to the environment is limited to those who can afford to as well. The government has made this the case and then wondered why rural communities are not getting on board with retrofitting or electric cars, or indeed the ban on turf cutting either. For many in rural Ireland, cutting turf is a cost-effective way of providing a source of heat and cooking for their homes, and an income for some people as well. Anyone who spends a day in the bog will tell you of the amount of work that goes into this. There is a reason that people across rural Ireland engage in this intense and heavy work for days at a time, because the alternatives were unaffordable, is the real reason. After the crash, it was really noticeable in rural Ireland how many people actually went back to turf cutting. It wasn't for the love of working in the bog anyway, that's for sure. It was because they couldn't afford to heat their houses and without turf, and that was plain and simple. It seems that the government has a real lack of understanding of this. Although I do recognise the need to ban turf cutting, this heat source and income source was never replaced. Instead, people were being forced to pay significantly for retrofitting and the ongoing cost of electricity that it brings. Government grants, like many of its grants across housing, are limited to those who can already afford the costs. And this is difficult for a just transition as well. The energy transition process in rural Ireland has been overwhelmingly negative, and the government wonders why they are so against climate policies. The transition process has become synonymous with job losses and lower living standards in recent years, and it is the government that is forcing the public against climate action policies because of this. I agree that good housing policy is not only about the number of homes delivered, but the quality of those homes and the quality of lives of those living in them as well. People should be supported and funding should be provided to make the necessary energy changes to their homes. And the government has a particular responsibility to ensure, through funding for local authorities, that those living in social housing have good quality homes. It is also important that the core policy of the government is to guarantee access to affordable, sustainable energy. That would be achieved simply, I believe, by breaking the pricing link of electricity to gas prices and make it more realistic, and then we would see an embracement of renewables for people right across the country, because the reality is that people cut turf because they can't afford anything else and they can't afford any other heat source, and that's the problem. And we're asking people and we're saying to people that you can't be cutting turf, but yet you have to pay for electricity to heat your house, and that they simply don't have that money. And they don't want to be facing it. And that's what it's about. But there's absolutely no doubt about it. But anybody that went to the bog doesn't go to the bog for the love of it. Anyway, that's for sure. And I know that from personal experience myself as well. It's because you can't afford alternatives. And that's the reality. And that's what we have to make sure that people have.
To ship programmes within them. And I do think it's something that should be given consideration to as well.